Holy Spirit, you are welcome here today. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Yes, God. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Lift your hands as we say, welcome, Holy Spirit. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, is God.
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God. Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters, live on Sundays at 5 p.m., and Wednesdays at 2 p.m., for youth empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. It's easy to support this ministry. Simply visit our website at wamoe.org/give. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us.
Watch Apostle Faith live on Carib Vision, midday on Sundays and Mondays, 6:30 a.m.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning to everyone. Hope all is well. Praise God. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. It's a privilege to be here on today to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm just so thankful that God gave us this opportunity to praise his name and to thank him for all that he has done. And I tell you, it's just wonderful to know that God is with us no matter what, and he's taken us throughout the day, throughout the night, hallelujah, and has kept us. So I'm grateful to the Lord today for that. So I'm just blessing the name of Jesus. And I pray everybody had a wonderful week. And I hope you're ready for today and what God is doing right now in our lives. So I'm just in awe of who he is. And I'm just grateful to him today. We're going to read Psalm 66. I'm having some difficulties here trying to see the broadcast. But anyway, hope everybody can hear me. All right, praise God. Psalm 66. And is reading from the King James Version. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm 66. Praise God. Praise God. And it says, make a joyful noise unto God, all he lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Praise the name of Jesus. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. Hallelujah. There did we rejoice in him. He ruled by his power forever. His eyes behold the nation. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, which holdeth our soul in life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And suffer it not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver as tried. Thou brought us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth had spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all ye that fear God. And I will declare what he had done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. For verily God had heard me. He had attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Holy Spirit of God. I also want to read Psalm 150. Hallelujah. I will praise thee. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, reading from the King James Version. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath this morning praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So we praise God this morning for all that he has done. We lift him up. We honor him. Every morning we get up, the first thing we should do is to honor God, because it's because of God that we continue to live, because of his son, Jesus Christ, who died that we can be free. So we ought to get up in the morning and honor our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I've been experiencing some challenges, you know, physically in my body, but in spite of everything, I still give God praise. I'm not going to let any pain or anything stop me from giving God glory. You know, because God has been so good to me, and I don't know what he's done for you, but he's done a lot for me, and I cannot go about my day without having that time with him to let him know that I appreciate him. Let him know that I love him and everything he's done for me, even if he hasn't done anything more for me. What he's done already is a lot. And every day he allows me to get up, I got to continue give him honor. You know, I love when the psalmist, you know, he praised God. He just let everybody know how awesome God is. And, you know, he said, that I'm going to praise you. I'm going to honor you. Yes, I go through different challenges in my life. I go through pain. I go through suffering. But let understand this, that if we didn't have some of these things that we go through in our lives, we wouldn't know that we got to trust God. Because sometimes a lot of us believe in the doctors. And sometimes we don't even go to God with our sicknesses, with our situations, with our problems, we don't go to him and ask him to help. And we don't want to keep bringing our problems to the Lord. The Lord already knows what you need. But when you go to God, give him thanksgiving, give him praise. Thank him for taking you through the situation. Turn that problem into praise, Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And each, I wouldn't say is a problem. I said everything is a challenge. We are challenged day in and day out. But know that with God, everything will work itself out. And I love when the psalmist says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And he said to sing forth the honor of his name. I'm going back to Psalm 66. He said, make his praise glorious. Hallelujah. Yes, shouted from the mountaintop. Give him honor, give him glory, give him everything due unto him. Make it so loud that people can know that you serve a mighty God. You serve a God that he has done so much for you, and mere words can't express his power and what he has done in your life. So today, as you go about your day, know that what is it you're thanking God for today? What is it that you're giving praise to him today? God is good all the time. All the time he is good. So understand, no matter what your challenges are, no matter what your pain is in your body, whatever it is, always give God praise. Sometimes when the pain is hitting me, I'm just saying, calling Jesus' name. I'm just saying, thank you, Lord. You know, because in spite of everything, I know God will work it all out. God will make it come together. So if you're feeling pain in your body, feeling pain in your mind, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling hopeless, know that God is your hope today. Jesus Christ. Because he died and he rose again, he has given us that hope of salvation. So I'm just glad today that I know that God is able. God is able to see us through our situations. Many of us, some people, I was talking to someone yesterday and they shared with me that during COVID, they lost a few members, family members, 2 days apart. Some of it was 2 days apart or back to back. And they were in, this is a child of God. They were in pain. They were feeling depressed. They were feeling low, you know, and they didn't think they was able to go on. But I'm encouraging you, everybody today who are still experiencing the grief, who are still going through even from the pandemic and even things that happened recently. Some people are dealing with loss. I understand in New York alone, there was about 1 million deaths. People are dying. Every time I pull up my news, there is people dying in the streets. People, you know, we had a recent storm and people died there as well. But people are being violently taken out of here, young men, young women. So a lot of things are going on. And to know 1 million people died in New York in this year alone already, that's a lot, you know. And I said, Lord Jesus. There's something we got to do as saints. We got to pray because the enemy of our soul consistently goes to and fro in this earth seeking whom he may devour. Oh, Lord Jesus. But he got his job to do and you got your job to do as a child of God. You got to spend some time praying and we saints got to get together and spend time praying to bombard heaven. The word of God says what we loose on earth, we'll be loose in heaven. What we bind on earth, we'll be bind in heaven. So if we get together and pray earnestly, especially early in the morning, we get up, we spend some time in prayer. And if you start now with the Our Father prayer from Matthew 6:9-13, that's fine. But if you consistently pray earnestly every day, morning, noon, and night, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And you begin to pray and destroy the powers of darkness. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We begin to declare and decree, hallelujah. Oh, Spirit of God, Tear down the violence in our lands, the violence in our communities, Holy Spirit of God. Hey, Jesus. We begin to connect to heaven and say, Lord Jesus, oh, Spirit of God. We bind up everything that is not of you this morning. We declare and decree, God, our day is good, Lord Jesus. We are going through this day and we're not going to have to deal with any type of violent acts against ourselves, against our family, against our associates. We got to speak this word. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 8, there's life and death. Proverbs 18, it says there's life and death in the power of our tongue. Holy Spirit of God. So we got to understand that when we declare a thing, hallelujah, and it's established, Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, we got to understand that we got our tongue is so powerful. That when we speak things, we got to believe. When we declare it and decree it, we got to believe, hallelujah, that God has answered our prayer, Holy Spirit of God. That God has answered what we spoke, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name. We may not see it in the natural right away, Holy Spirit. We got to believe, hallelujah, but what we speak out of our mouth, hallelujah. That's what we get. Got to be careful what we say because you got to know and you got to be convicted. Your words carry weight. Hallelujah. So be careful. If you speak a lot of negatives, that's what's going to come your way. But if you speak positives into the atmosphere, things has got to change. And you're also, your life got to be lined up with the word of God. Hallelujah. You can't be asking God to do this and do this, do things for you, and you are not lined up, Holy Spirit of God. Know that God reign on the just and the unjust. Yes. People get up who just continue, don't believe who God is, and God still give them opportunities to get it right. Holy Spirit of God. But let me let you understand that once you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and you surrender your life to him, hallelujah, that gives you the power and the unction, hallelujah, to speak things, hallelujah, and it come forth. Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You got to do it in the, believe God in the supernatural realm. Hallelujah. Because sometimes some things that we're waiting on God for to happen, it may not happen right away. The song says it may not come when you want him, but he comes on time. So you got to believe God today. Your faith got to be so strong that you're not going to let nothing stop you from moving in your purpose. Hallelujah. You're not going to let nothing stop you. Don't let the enemy, don't whatever is trying to come against you. Hallelujah. Stop you from fulfilling the plan and purpose of God for your life. You got to understand, God needs people to worship him. God needs people to honor him. And you know, the more we worship God, great things happen in our lives. I have learned a long time ago, the more I worship, because there's benefits in worship. There is benefits in giving God glory. There's benefits, hallelujah, lifting up the name of Jesus. There is benefits, oh God, honoring God for who he is. I tell you what, I'm going through the pain and a challenge. I'm just saying, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, because I believe God will definitely do something about this situation. So even though you may be feeling pain in your mind, pain in your chest, pain in whatever it is, call on the name of Jesus. Call on him, and yeah, it may get a little severe, and he'll find a way to help you. Hallelujah. He'll speak to tell you if you got to go get some help from the doctor. He let you know that as well, Holy Spirit of God. But in everything, we give God thanks today. In everything that we are challenged with, everything we're dealing with, we give God praise today. And when we pray, Let our prayers be earnest. Will we communicate with him? When we go into prayer with him, give him glory because he is just so wonderful. And when we go into prayer as well, we got to ask God to forgive us of our sins, known and unknown. Because we die daily. And you ask him for protection. You ask him for guidance. You ask him for direction. He will certainly do that for you. And I'm so grateful to him this morning that we are here to lift up his name and to honor him for who he is. And I'm just loving on him. And mere words can't express how great God is. And I thank him today. And I thank God for each of you on the line today that took the time to be a part of this broadcast this morning. And I bless God for you. Praise the name of Jesus. So I'm thankful. And I'm just in awe of what he's done for us. And I pray this morning, as we complete this prayer, Holy Spirit of God, that you will, well, you know, you go out and you share something with someone today about Jesus Christ. Share the good news of salvation. Share a testimony of what God has brought you through. Encourage someone today with your testimony. Encourage someone today in worship. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to go into prayer. Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I may have to come out and come back in because I really can't see right now, but I'm just going to keep going on in Jesus' name. I can't see your comments and I can't see your name, but please forgive me. I don't know. Sometimes these technology kind of get a little, constricted, but as long as you can hear me, praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. I'm just thankful to God. And we're going to sing a song this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This song was in my spirit, and I want to sing it before I go on a prayer. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. Yes, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. God deserve your hallelujah today. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belong to you. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belong to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. You deserve it. 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 deserve it. You deserve it. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, it belongs to you. Hallelujah. 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 It belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. And my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Yes, Lord, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Jesus. For all of us here this morning, blessing your name. Those who take the time, God, to join this prayer this morning. Thank you, God, for them. Thank you, Jesus. Even those who listen to the prayer later, thank you, God. That somehow, God, this prayer would touch their life, Jesus. Lord God, let them realize, God, in spite of everything that we're facing on today, every day we get up, there is things happening around us. But God, I pray for hope this morning. I pray that you would touch your people this morning. I pray that you'll anoint them, God, from the crown of their head, Lord, to the sole of their seat, their feet this morning. I pray, God, that you help them, Jesus, to be encouraged this morning, God. Holy Spirit of God. And then be encouraged, God, no matter what they go through in their lives, Jesus, that you're there. No matter what pain they're feeling, Jesus, you can heal them, God. You can heal them of hurt, of past hurt. They're struggling with unforgiveness, Jesus. We pray this morning that we speak to that hurt this morning, Jesus. Speak to that hurt, whatever it is, God. Speak to it this morning, Jesus. Go to the root of the pain, Father, that they're feeling this morning, Jesus. Something they're struggling with, God. They don't know how to get through it this morning, Jesus. But Lord God, let them know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Rohi. You are the healer of their body, their soul, their mind, their spirit. To whatever pain, God, they're experiencing, Jesus. You are the one, Lord God, that can go to the root of that pain. Root of why they're suffering this morning, Jesus. And touch them, God. Meet them where they are, Jesus. Let them know that you're there for them, Jesus. And they put up their hands, God. Put up their hands in worship to you. In spite of what they're feeling, God, they're saying, thank you for my healing. They put their hand on their head saying, thank you for my healing. They put their hand on their chest. Thank you for my healing. Whatever the pain is, Jesus, they're experiencing today, God. Physical pain, mental pain, pain of distress this morning, pain of deep hurt, Some of it is stemming from the past. Holy Spirit of God. Some of us are experiencing anger. Holy Spirit of God. This morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the anger is coming from unkept forgiveness. And the pain that you're feeling, some of it is you're holding on to things. God wants you to release it so he can bless you. Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord God, this morning, help your people, Jesus. Help us, God. Strengthen us today, Jesus. Let's not be afraid. Let's not be in fear, God, of what's happening around us, Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. Let's not allow the news. The news, the sad news that's coming from the television or the radio or whatever you're reading, whatever it is, God, stop us from stop believing in who you are. Because no matter what it is, Jesus, you are there. You are the anchor that keeps our soul this morning, Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you're helping us through our situations. You're answering our prayer, God. You're meeting our needs, Jesus Christ. You're meeting our needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. If we need the finance this morning, God is able to provide. Because his word said in Philippians 4:19, he said he supplied the need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So whatever it is you're seeking God for this, believe God, that you receive it this morning. Holy Spirit of God, whatever it is you are seeking him, you are asking him for, you've been asking him for a long time. Don't give up hope, my brothers and sisters, Holy Spirit of God. Lord Jesus, touch them today, God. Let them not let the things of life and the cares of life and the situations that's happening around us, God, to let them lose their praise. Let them lose their trust in you this morning, Jesus. Lord, I pray that discouragement, God, will not be in the hearts and minds of your people, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, Lord Jesus, Lord God, those who continue to grieve, Lord Jesus, grieve in the hearts this morning, Jesus. Touch them where they are, God. Touch them where they are, Jesus. Those who got suicidal thoughts this morning, touch them where they are, God. Cause something to happen, God. A knock on the door, something to fall, whatever it is, Jesus, to take their mind out of taking their lives, Lord Jesus. We're not to take our lives no matter what's going on. Sometimes the pain can be really severe, but we still got to hold on. And pray against depression this morning, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, many people are feeling down in their spirit. But we pray this morning, God. We bind up depression this morning, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Bind up every plan of the enemy, God, everything that's not right, Lord Jesus. We bind up this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Touch them right where they are, God. Lord Jesus, touch every pain. We pray, oh God, those are battling cancer today, Jesus. Those are battling heart disease today. Those are dealing with sickle cell, Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. We speak to the sickness on today, God. In the name of Jesus. Those in the hospitals today, God. Children in hospitals who've been there since birth, Lord Jesus. We pray right now for healing, Lord Jesus, and deliverance, Father, from their sicknesses, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, those in the hospice right now, God, there's nothing impossible for you, Jesus. Lord God, pray for the families this morning, Jesus, who are dealing with yet another death of a loved one, God. Touch them, Father. Oh, Jesus, touch them, God. Lord Jesus, you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. We pray for everyone that's dealing with any type of sicknesses, all kinds of sicknesses, not even talking about here today, Jesus. Whatever it is, God, touch them today, Father. Lord God, anoint them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Strengthen your people today, Jesus. They need salvation, God. I pray for salvation for my children, Jesus. Bring salvation to families this morning, God. The good news of Jesus Christ and them surrender their lives to you, God. We pray for them this morning, Jesus. Those who have not received you in their hearts, God, and live their lives for you, Jesus, and depend on you, God, to take them through. Because, God, only with you in the vessel, Jesus, we can smile at the storm. Only with Jesus Christ helping us through the process, that everything will work out. We just got to believe that today, God. And we thank you, God, that you're helping us to get through, God. Get through the day, Jesus. We thank you, God, that as some of us, as we step out, God, you protect us from seen and unseen dangers. Lord God, our neighborhoods, Jesus. Our communities, God. Lord Jesus, bind up every power of darkness, God. Oh, Spirit of God, every type of satanic cult in the name of Jesus, everything, Lord God, in the islands where we are, Jesus, in these countries, Father, every type of murdering spirit this morning, Jesus, we pull it down in the atmosphere, God, in the name of Jesus, every type of molestation, God, in the name of Jesus, every type of dysphoria, Lord Jesus, hey, Lord God. Children, parents, changing children's gender, encouraging them, Lord Jesus, getting puberty blockers to block them from developing in what you desire them to be, turning our children into zombies, Holy Spirit of God, not giving the opportunity to be who you made them to be. Now they're thinking of changing things from the womb. Holy Spirit of God are saying that they don't know who they are in the womb. Jesus, huh? Oh, God. Man is trying to manipulate everything, God. We bind up these forces, Jesus. Bind up these forces, God, that is trying to change the mindset and alter everything that you put forth, Jesus. Who are we, God? Who are we, Jesus? Who are we, God, to change up being born a boy and being born a girl? That's a demonic force that is trying to take over the minds of people and the minds of our children. But God, I bind up every force, every wicked thing this morning, Jesus. Every child is going to grow up and to be what you desire them to be. They're going to fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have for their life, God. Lord God, we pray for every gender altering drug, every puberty altering drug, God. It will have reverse effect, Jesus, on these children. So many children are going through, Lord God, with this dysphoria of gender identity. Ha! Huh? Jesus, what is this nonsense, God? What is this foolishness, Jesus? I speak a word on today, God. Lord Jesus, we destroy every plan, Lord God, that is not right, Jesus. Bind up every type of drug, whatever it is they're trying to put into the children, God. Lord Jesus, hey, God. Raising a nation of zombie children. Raising a nation of children who are confused. Jesus. Many of them are raised in same-sex relationships. They are confused as ready. Many of them, oh God, their parents have changed. Their father have changed to their mother. And their mother have changed to their father, Jesus. Confusion, confusion, God. We pray this morning, God, that you bind up the powers of darkness, Jesus. Every type of thing, God, that is not of you this morning, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, the children got to contend with human trafficking. They got to contend with being molested. They got to be content with being married off at young ages, God. And they got to deal with changing their sex, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. They got to sit in school and listen to curriculums talking about same-sex relationships, God. They are forced to listen to these things, God. But we bind up everything this morning, Jesus. That is not of you, Jesus. Every secret society, every secret thing, Lord God, every secret, every type of drug, Lord God, Lord Jesus, all these doctors, God, you give them gifts, God, but they're going further with it, Jesus. They are paying, God, because of money, Lord Jesus. They're taking money to do all these sex change operations, Jesus. But God, no matter what they want to do on the outside, what's on the inside is what counts. Lord Jesus. So do you want to change up this and change up that? It's the inside is what determines who you really are. Holy Spirit of God. I pray for these mindsets, Jesus. Some of it is being pushed by social media. It's making it look like it's a good thing, Jesus. But I bind up these thoughts, Lord God. These wicked thoughts of these parents and these people are changing who they are. They're confused, Lord Jesus. It's demonic, Lord God. And we pray, God, whatever it is, Jesus, where they're not happy in who they are, God, and who you brought them in this world to be, Jesus. Lord God, touch them right now. Touch them, Jesus. As the psalmist said, I will praise you. Oh, God, let them get up in there, whatever the pain they're feeling this morning. I don't know why, God, you're leading me because people are hurting, Lord Jesus. Some of them don't know who they are, God. They've gone through so much, God. They don't love the skin they're in, Jesus. So much confusion everywhere. The hospitals, they got to go through so much trying to treat these people, taking all these drugs to alter who they are. Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, Spirit of God. Pray for these people this morning. Pray for that man who wants to become a woman, and pray for that woman who want to become a man. Pray for that boy or girl, that parents who's encouraging the puberty blockers. Save the children, Jesus. Save the children this morning, God. Save them, God. Save them. Take them, oh God, out of that situation. It's a form of abuse, Lord Jesus. That's abuse, God. That's abuse on a higher level, Jesus. We pray this morning, God. Lord Jesus. There's a father fighting for his son because his mother Oh, Spirit of God, want to get back at her husband for breaking up. She's using the child to get back at him. Lord Jesus, why do we use our children as pawns? Oh God, to make the other one upset and cause things to happen, God. We use these children as weapons, God. These children, we're in their innocence, God. Lord God, we pray, God. The children are going through so much. They are under attack, God. Some of them have been murdered, God. Some of them have been murdered from the womb, abortion, Jesus. So many children have been aborted. Lord God. Women are getting surgeries and different things to block so they'll never have children. And yet there are couples, God, who desire to have even one child, Jesus. But we pray, God, that you touch this morning, God. Many children have been aborted, God. Many inventions could have been done through these children that's been gone, Lord Jesus. Irresponsibility, Lord God. Lord Jesus, today, you don't love the sin, God, but the children are heritage unto you, Jesus. And they give that child a chance to grow. You will help them through the process. Give them the courage, God, to bring that child to fruition, Jesus. And not destroy that child's life. Because sometimes, God, sometimes it's the only child that you will ever have. We don't really know this. Some of us don't realize this. Some people have committed so many abortions, God. And when they truly desire to have a child, to find a true love, someone that's going to care for them, and they be in a marriage for a while, and then they can't find out they can't have any more children. Because their womb is blocked because they have taken so many lives. But God, we pray this morning. So many children have been killed in the womb, Lord Jesus. We pray this morning that you will touch these women that understand having children is a gift. And in many countries now, the birth rate is so low, God. Not many people want to have babies anymore. Lord Jesus. And the ones that are having it, Jesus. The children are under attack. But we pray this morning that, Lord God, you said for us to be fruitful and multiply. But they're changing everything, Jesus. Man has come so far, gone so far from you, Jesus. Lord God, and we're in perilous time. People just do whatever they want. People not caring about who you are and what you got to say about this. People not thinking about that Jesus, the blood that he shed for this entire world. Lord God, we were in sin and you sent your son to save us. People not even thinking about that. And I think about the blood that was shed. And I think about their soul, Lord Jesus, and where they will spend eternity, God. Many people are living in pleasures for themselves, pleasing themselves, instead of pleasing you. And I pray for them this morning, that you will touch them, Father, that they realize, God, we need you more than ever in our hearts, God. We need you more than ever, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, God. We need you. We need you more, God. We need you more. Come by here, Jesus. We need you. We need you, God. There is so much things going on in our atmosphere. We pray against the rulers of darkness. in high places this morning, in our governments, Lord Jesus. Countries at war, Lord God. We pray this morning for peace. Oh, the Spirit of God. Many war-torn countries for years they've been fighting, Jesus. We pray, God, that peace will abide, that love will abide in the name of Jesus. We pray for these religious cults with these young women are losing their lives because of something they don't wear properly on their heads. We pray for them this morning, God. We pray that this culture will change. The mindset will change, God, in the name of Jesus. And give the women freedom to live their lives. Lord God, pray for these cultures, Jesus. They don't allow the women to think. Just using women, Lord God, at their leisure. But Lord Jesus, we pray that there be a root awakening among our women, God. No sitting down or taking any more abuse. No more abuse, Jesus. Give them the unction to walk away, God. And protect them, Jesus. Send help from your sanctuary, God. Lord God, when they move away, run away, or get a chance to find a new life someplace else, Jesus. Lord God, we bind up these honor killings, Father. Oh, Spirit of God, we bind up the female mutilization of taking away the clitoris, Jesus. That practice is still going on, Jesus. We bind up right now in the name of Jesus. Everything, God. Everything, Jesus. That is not of you this morning, Jesus. All these hidden things, God. All these cultural biases, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. All these traditions that latched in just selfishness. Control, Lord Jesus. We bind up this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. You give your people free will, God. So who is man to be telling people how they should live their lives? Lord Jesus, we bind up the spirit of religion this morning, God. Want to control people, Lord Jesus. We ask you, God, to bring forth kingdom children, God. Kingdom children, God. Because religion, man, controls people. But God, you give us free will. You take us out of bondage and bring us to the marvelous light this morning. God, people are in cults, brainwashing them, telling them things that don't make any sense. And these people just follow it, Jesus. God. Man is made to worship you. I pray this morning, Jesus, that they turn their eyes to you, God. Turn their eyes to Jesus Christ. Turn their eyes. Look to the hills. It was coming out their help this morning. Because, God, their help coming from you. I pray for victory this morning over every plan of the enemy, God. Everything that's not right, Jesus. Every backdoor situation, every secret compartments, Lord Jesus, every secret door in homes, in businesses, Lord Jesus, we bind up right now. Expose it, Lord Jesus. Every secret thing that's happening in our law enforcement, Jesus, we bind up right now, God. Racism, God, across the board, Lord Jesus, we bind up right now in the name of Jesus. Every crooked thing, God, is not right this morning. We bind up right now in the name of Jesus. Lucia, God, Lucia. And set your captive free this morning. Uproot, overturn expose everything in our law enforcement, in our court system, Jesus, in the prison system, God. We're so sick and tired of black men just going to prison for foolishness, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the president to release the many that are behind bars for carrying a small bag of marijuana. They were sitting there for years, foolish sentences, Jesus. Thank God. And they out of, many of them are coming out of prison, Jesus. 10 years for having a small bag of marijuana. Now they are making it legal. Some people are still sitting behind bars. God. Young black men, Hispanic men in prison just because of the color of their skin. In prison because they're poor and can't, their families can't afford to take them out. Sometimes in the wrong places, Jesus. And they picked up. And sometimes these police officers, with their prejudices, God, just pin it on another black man, even though he don't know what's going on. Many people are sitting behind bars right now, God. Sitting there for years, not guilty. Sitting there for years, Jesus, being in there for a crime they did not commit. And sometimes the law enforcement know they did not commit that crime. But they want to solve something so it don't matter. It's another black person. Who cares? Another Hispanic person, who cares? Another poor person, who cares? But God, you're turning this thing around. You're exposing the lies, Jesus. And when these people come out of the prison, Jesus, the ones who put them there, God, and not punish, Jesus. There needs to be something, God. There needs to be something for the lies that was told. Sitting there for 20 years, 30 years or something they did not do. And the people put them there still get to go free, Lord Jesus. We pray this morning that the laws change, God. Oh, Spirit of God. And many of them, God, we pray for organizations, agencies, God, that help these people who are behind bars. Innocent people, Jesus. We pray, God, that you send more help, more finances to help to get these people out. Oh, God, we pray against bitterness this morning, God. We pray, God, you touch their hearts, God, in spite of everything, Jesus. They don't demonstrate any hostility, God. We bind it up this morning, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. People are going through so much distress, Lord God. And we pray some of them behind bars, Lord God. Lord, homosexuality is at its highest peak. But we pray, God, that you protect them even in the prison, God. Many of them will not come out of it because of things they have done. But we pray as they're there, Jesus Christ, even the ones in prison, God, who will not be released, God, and because of crimes. We pray that while they're dear, Jesus, that they'll find a Bible or something, God. That they begin to read, Lord Jesus. And it will change their mindset. You remove the anger, remove the pain, because a lot of people are there because of anger. Anger caused them to do what they've done. Some are there because of greed. Some are there because of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Some are there because of bad company, Jesus. But whatever the reasons, God. Some are there because somebody just picked them up at random. But whatever the reasons, Jesus, those who actually did something, God, Pray that you will touch them today. Pray that you will save their soul, Jesus. Save them, God. Save them, Jesus. Lord Jesus, help them, Father. Help them today, God. Help them today, Jesus. Help them today. Anoint them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Jesus, that you're answering prayer right now. Again, those who release the finances, God, be held up a long time, Jesus. Release the finances, God. We pray for a 7-day turnaround, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you're doing it right now. Thank you, Jesus, that you're making the crooked path straight right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you that you're touching our bodies right now. Thank you, Jesus, that you're giving us direction right now. Thank you, God. Somebody is seeking a home right now, God. Open up the way, Jesus. Open up the way for the finances to come forth. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's seeking a job right now. We pray, God, open up the door, Lord Jesus. And be made possible, God. Oh, Spirit of God. Someone many desire to be married, God. We pray you send the right person into their lives, Jesus. Someone that loves you, God. Someone will do right by the woman, Jesus. You said, he that find a wife, find a good thing and obtain favor from you, Jesus. Pray for them this morning, God. Lord God, we pray for our teachers this morning, God, all across the board, in every island, Lord Jesus, every country, every city, every state, every village, even in the bush, God, in the mountains, wherever they are, Jesus, in the hut, God, cover them where they are. Protect them, Jesus, from harm and danger. Pray for the students this morning, Jesus. Touch them, Father. Protect them, Jesus. Protect their minds, God. Protect them, Jesus, from harm and danger as well. Thank you, Jesus, for covering our children. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Cover our children, Jesus. Protect our children, Jesus. Oh, God. Children. They need to grow up and be all that you want them to be. You're raising up prophets, God. Pastors, teachers, apostles, elders. Lord Jesus. You're raising up people. Just like you did with Jeremiah. In the womb. You call him from the womb, Jesus. Pray that these children be in homes that will just love them for who they are. Let them live. Don't try to prevent them from growing up, from developing naturally, Jesus. I bind up these doctors, God. And these drugs, Jesus, that's altering their development, Father. Bind up this morning in the name of Jesus. That gender dysphoria, God, is just something that's sad, God. Children need your help, God. They need your help, Jesus. They need your help. Some of them grown up don't even know who they are. Because the ones that brought them into the world is so much confusion, so much redefining a marriage, multiple women in the home. Jesus, one husband and multiple women. Lord God. Some of them are switching up each other. They don't even know who their father is. multiple husbands and multiple wives, and they're switching up having relationships, and they don't know which one is the father. Children, at the mercy of adults. Lord God, send help. Send help, Jesus. The poly nonsense, Jesus. Oh God, not binary, all is he, say, him, shim, whatever they are, Jesus. Bind up these things, God. This is not of you, Jesus. This is from the satanic realm. Confusion everywhere, Jesus. Changing up the English language, adding more words that don't even make any sense. People don't even know what they mean, Lord Jesus. All this poly stuff, Jesus. Calling himself all kind of names. Identifying with this and identifying with that, Lord Jesus. They need to identify with Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, God, Lord Jesus, we need to prepare ourselves for the next life, Jesus. And what will you say when we stand before you, God, and you open that book of life and you ask them the question, why should I let you into my kingdom? When you look, the names are not written there. He said, depart from me, I know you not. Lord, everybody believed that when they die, they go to heaven. Nobody believed that there's a hell. People believe they can live any way they want to live. And they believe that when they die, they're going to be with you. But Lord God, the last time I checked the scripture, Jesus is the only way. He is the truth and the life. So God, if people don't accept Jesus into their hearts and acknowledge him as Lord and live for him completely, they will not gain eternal life. Lord Jesus, they will not gain eternal life. Because, Lord Jesus, you are the catalyst to salvation. You are the one that God appointed everything rise and fall because of you. If we don't know Jesus Christ, we don't know God. Holy Spirit of God. A lot of people may not understand that. When I talk to people on the street, they say they talk to God all the time. And I say, do you know Jesus? They ask me, who is that? They don't realize. They got to acknowledge him as Lord. For them to enter the kingdom of heaven. Because this blood that he shed for us was so important. He paid it all for us. So who are we to ignore him? Who are we to not acknowledge Jesus Christ? In John 1, it says everything was made through Jesus Christ. Everything rise and fall, everything that was made in this earth, in this universe, was through Jesus Christ. He was there at the beginning. Oh, Spirit of God. So who are we to ignore what he did for us on Calvary? Who are we? That love that you gave, Lord Jesus, your son. Lord God, you gave your son, your only son, to die for us. So who are we to think otherwise? I pray this morning that people prepare themselves to be with you, God. That they accept you in their lives and live for you, Jesus. Living for you is not an easy process, because we go through so much. But the fact that you're there make it all worthwhile. I'm so thankful, God, that I came into the full knowledge of you, Jesus. I grew up in a religious household, God. It took me out of bondage into the marvelous light. I got some good teaching, Father, from a great man of God that taught me how to be a kingdom child. Not caught up in all the controlness of religion, but be led by the Spirit. Be led by you, Jesus. Taught me how to read the word, how to understand the word, how to flow in the word, how to pray the word, how to believe the word. God, I thank you for deliverance, God. I thank you for deliverance. My mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit. And I pray, God, that something supernatural happen for someone on this line today. And that not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let them share the good news. Give another track or something to encourage someone. They need Jesus in their lives. It's only going to get worse, God. It's only going to get worse. And the antidote for all our dilemmas is knowing Jesus Christ. And God, if many of us think we're successful, but the greatest success that anybody can achieve is knowing Jesus Christ. We give all the money in the world, God. But it says, the word of God says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Oh, Spirit of God. Lord Jesus, help us today, God. Help us today, Jesus. Help us today, Father. Help us today, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. And those who surrender their lives to you, God, as they decide to walk in truth, Jesus, help them, God. The new babes, help them, Jesus, to get through. And even if they stumble, Lord God, let them get up, brush themselves off, ask you for forgiveness, keep on pressing their way. Pray that you will set them free. Pray you deliver them from their addictions to drugs or alcohol or sex, whatever it is, Jesus, so they can live their life free. Holy Spirit of God. But they got to ask you for deliverance. He said, action shall be given unto us. You shall seek and you shall find. You said, knock and it shall be opened unto us. You said to keep on asking. Keep on knocking. Oh, Spirit of God. Keep on seeking. And the process, keep on believing that God will make it all right. Jesus will make it worthwhile. Thank you for the Holy Ghost in the utterance of speaking in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. That third person of the Godhead that is helping us through the process. Thank you. We have that relationship with you. Not about religion, it's about a relationship with God. Thank you, Jesus. And we continue to shine. We'll not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We continue to hold on to you and hold fast to you. Continue to shelter us under your wings. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Protect us from all harm and danger, Jesus. All type of diseases, whatever is coming down the pipe, Jesus. Lord God, Psalm 91 has been my vaccine throughout the pandemic, Jesus. I must still declare and decree Psalm 91 over my life. Lord God, and I anoint my doorposts, Psalm 91. Anoint it with anointed oil, Jesus. And Psalm 91 is the doorkeeper to my house. All entrances, Jesus. Psalm 91, Holy Spirit of God. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That you bless us. Can you bless us, God? Can you keep us? Your perfect peace is minusing on thee. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing right now. Thank you, Jesus, for your anointing right now. Thank you, Jesus, for your power right now. Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit of God. Thank you for getting to touching your people. And to anoint your people right now. Oh, Spirit of God, encourage your spirit right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tani Lee, praise God. God bless you. Holy Spirit of God, thank you for joining in. Thank everyone for joining in this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. All those on Carib Vision everywhere, on Facebook. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. On YouTube, everyone. God bless you. Holy Spirit of God, may the grace of God and the peace of God continue to be over your life. May he strengthen you. May he guide you. May he keep you. Oh, hallelujah. His perfect peace, whose mind is set on him today. Walk in victory, my people. Walk in victory. Walk in victory today. Don't allow situations in your life to bring you down. Walk in victory. You feel yourself feeling down and feel yourself depressed or whatever it is, put on some music, some praise music, and get up and dance. Dance the dance of victory today. You're overcoming. You're overcomers today. Oh, the Spirit of God. You're overcomers today. Dance, my people. Dance. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Dance. Lift up your hands and praise him. Dance. Be happy. Even in the midst of the storm, be happy. Hallelujah. Let the enemy know he's under your feet. And don't call his name, because his name is not important. He's a different name. Don't call his name, because he likes that. I always say the enemy, because I don't want to give him no credit. All credit belongs to God. I don't want to give him no glory. He lost his position. When he was in heaven, he was one of the angels. And he allowed pride to take over. And the Lord kicked him out of heaven. And hell was made for him and his angels. It wasn't made for you and me. But unfortunately, some of us, because we did not accept Jesus Christ, and we didn't live for him. And that's why some of us would be going there. But I don't want to be part of that. I want to be there when the saints go marching in. And I know you want to be there when the saints go marching in. So, God, I pray this morning that you cover everyone, God, that's hearing the sound of my voice. Touch their families, Jesus. Touch their families, God. Provide for them in every way, Jesus. Whatever they're seeking from you, God. In your timing, Jesus, grant me the desires of their heart. Pray right now that you be with them. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. We bless you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining in. May God's grace and peace continue to lead and direct your path. Knowing with God all things are possible. Knowing that with Him, you can smile at the storm. Knowing that with Him, you always win. No matter what it look like or feel like, know that you are a winner. Because when God is in the vessel, oh, Lord Jesus, you can smile at whatever challenges you face. Because God is there. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Love you so much. And know Jesus loves you more. Have a great day and a great week. And we'll meet again next Monday morning at 7 a.m. God bless you.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith Live on Sundays at 5 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m. If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry. 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of kingdom advocates, empowering people for success in the kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. You can also subscribe to WAMO Podcast at anchor.fm/WAMO. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2077, Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support@wamo.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.